Okay, today's daf is Horio's daf test, and we'll pick it up with the Mishnah at the bottom of Chesamid Beis. By way of a hagdama, we'll just review. The Mishnah is going to be talking about the status of the Korban Olivi Yored, who's chayiv in it, who's not. And just by reminder, the Chinuch talks about this mitzvah in Kuf Chav Gimel, the three times when a person has to do this. We saw this in Shavuos, but it's kedai to just remind ourselves. We'll start reading Vilahakriv Korban Olivi Yored Al Chatoy Meyuchod. And there's especially unique times when a person brings this Korban. Vehem Tumas Mikdash, right? One is when he's as Tumah in the Mikdash, Klomer Adam Shehu Tomei Pa'av HaTumah V'nichnas the Mikdash B'shkaga. A person is Tomei and he accidentally goes into the base of Mikdash. V'tumas Kadoshav Gam Kein. The same thing is like this. Shehu Tomei V'ocha Basar Kodesh B'shkaga. He was Tomei and he ate a Korban. Ushuas Bitui. The second example of when you bring a Korban all of your is with what's called Shuas Bitui Klomer, which we hopefully you're familiar with from Shavuos. Shenishba l'shekir aldover lasos or shlo lasos. He took a false oath, but he did something or he didn't do something. Ushar tzedade Shavuos bitoy hayaduim. Any other oath? I will do this. I won't do this. I did do that or I didn't do that. For overleb shkaga. Mechain Shavuos ha'edus. The third category is Shavuos ha'edus. That's the lashon that the Mishnah is going to use as Shmias Kol. But it's the same thing here. Kilomar Shenishba lechavero she'eni yadeilo edus bein b'shogi bein b'mezi. He takes a Shavuos. I don't know anything to testify on your behalf. Whether he's doing this on purpose, whether he's doing it on accident. Al elu hachatoyim chayv adam lehavi korban ole v'yored. These are the three cases where a person brings it, and it's called or v'yored. I think fluctuating. It goes up and down because it depends upon what the person. If they're an Usher, they bring one type. If they're a doll, they bring a second, less expensive. If they're really poor, they bring dolly dollars. They bring a very inexpensive type of korban. And with that, by way of introduction, we'll start with the Mishnah. Ein chayovin al shmias kol, right? That's what we said was the shvush edus. Va'al bitui sefasayim, or when a person takes an oath about something they did or they didn't do. Va'al tumas mikdash kadoshav, right? We just explained, you came into the mikdash, you were tamei, you ate something when you were state of being tamei. V'hanasi kayotz v'hen, and the nasi here means the melech, right? We're going to use them interchangeably. So it means here that the melech is just like the Beis Din, right? So he's also potter from bringing him these cases. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he argues, says, Hanasi chayv v'kulon chutz mishmias hakol. A nasi, the king, is chayv in all these cases except for shmias kol, right? And in that case itself, it's not really, it's like, it's intrinsic to the mitzvah itself. What's the din? It's a technical thing. As the mission says, shehamelech lodon v'lodon in oso. Because a melech is not allowed to be a judge or to judge others, right? So you can't make, he doesn't testify and he can't make other testify. So therefore, to demand that he give testimony, that's it's not realistic. It doesn't apply in this case. And therefore, he is off the hook, right? We spoke about also why the melech doesn't judge. He's no gala dover. Okay, Sugi's back in Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara now, Omar Ula, my time with Rabbi Yosi Haglili. What is the reason for Rabbi Yosi Haglili? Right? So Omar Kral, the Pasuk says, regarding the Korban Olivi Yored, the Hayaki Yesham La Achas Me'ele, when he's guilty of one of these, so we're going to make a diak Me'ele. Kol Shemischai Ve'achas Mischai Ve'chulan. Anybody who could be chayiv in any one of these cases where you would bring a korban olav yored, so then you're chayiv for all of them. For she'ein mischayiv ba'achas mehen, if you're not going to be chayiv in any one of these for whatever technical reason, right? Ein mischayiv b'chulon, you're not chayiv in all of them. It's a package deal, right? And again, since the melech is going to be potter from taking shua se'edis, he's potter from the other cases as well, tumas mikdash kadoshav and the excuse me, shua se'vitui. The Eimah, why? Why do you say that? Maybe I could tell you differently. Mischai ba'achas mehen, afa pi she'ein mischai ba'chulon. Why is it all one lump deal? Meaning, take it or leave it. If you're not chayv in one of these, then you're not chayv in any of them. Maybe not. Maybe this one particular one, okay, a technical reason. Shavuos ha'edus, the melech, the nasi is not going to be chayv, but he could be chayv for eating a korban when he's tamei, right? El taimid Rabbi Yosi haglili mehocha. So really, Nagmar says no. Rabbi Yosi Haglili has a different shot. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Hayo, Rabbi Yirmiya Oimer Ne'mar. Now on the top of Amud Aleph, Lo Sagia Yodo, right? He doesn't have the means to pay for it, right? V'ne'emar lo sosig yado. It also says he won't have enough to pay for it. Mishba liyidei anios v'ashiros. It's talking about a person who could theoretically become either poor or rich. Yotzad excludes the nasi u'mashiach, both the king, the melech, and the kohen ha'mashiach. Why? She'ein bo liyidei anios, because they can't ever become poor. And that we're going to explain. How do you know that? How do you know that they can't ever become poor? So Nosi Dichsi, the Melech can never become poor. Says V'Osa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Elokov. He's going to do one of the mitzvos of Hashem. Mi She'ein Al Gab of Ella Hashem Elokov. The one who's only one above him is Hashem, meaning that everybody else in the nation is beneath him. They're dependent upon him. So that's the Diak, and he's a wealthy. The Kohen Mashiach. He's the one who is the greatest among his brothers. He's in beauty, bekoach, in strength, bechokhmah, in wisdom of Osher, and in wealth. Right. From how do you know this? If the Kohen Gadol himself doesn't have his own money that you have to get from him as well. So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk teaches you have to do is v'akoyen ha'gadol me'echav asher yutzak al roisho gadlehu me'echav. So if he is the kohen Mashiach, so then you have to make him great from them. They have to provide with him from that. It's interesting to say discussion in the Achronim I saw brought down. What would be the din if once he became the Kohen Gadol, he's wealthy, they'd have to continue to support him. So Rabbi Chaim Vronsky brings down that you still have to. You see from here that okay, it's very nice that he was, you got him into that position when he first assumed the office, but it's a continual obligation. So for you had a financial setback, you'd have to continue to give him. And I think the same guy, David, says no, because we know that the Kohen Gadol has special, unique privileges that he could pick, he could decide what a vote he wanted to do. And we add to that that the Ketoris is a segula for Ashiris. So if the Kohen Gadol wanted to, he could just, okay, today I'm being mocked with the Ketoris, and therefore he could get the Ashiris himself. So therefore, since he could do it himself, he doesn't necessarily have an obligation to do that. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Klik Mikdash, first halacha in Perakeh. Kohen Gadol, Tzorech Shehe Gadol Mikol Echav Kohanim Benoi Bekoch VaOsher VaChacham VaMir VaMar Mira. I'm sorry, Mar'e. Made the wrong in appearance. Ein Lo Mamon. If he doesn't have any money, Kol HaKohanim Noisnin Lo Mishalahen. Then they have to all give to him. Kol Echav Lefi Osher Emer has to give according to his financial ability. Ashish Asher Yosim Asher Shemachulan. He becomes the wealthiest of all of the Kohanim. So that's a requirement. Some of these use this Gemara to discuss the idea about taking money for others for in learning. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva where he discusses that a younger man who could either sit and learn if he'll take money or not take money wouldn't be able to sit and learn. He says one is he's required to take the money in order to sit and learn. Big topic. But I just wanted to share an interesting insight that the Ben Yehoyada has. He brings down that the order of the requirements seems to be a little bit off. We would have thought that when you're talking about the requirements, who's going to be the Kohen Gadol, so ask the Ben Yehoyada, put Chochma first, right? But he says, V'yesh lomer halo ha-Chochma gadol mikulam. The wisdom is the greatest thing. Well, that's what we're looking for, right? So why isn't that placed first? Have lay the main liberation. That should be the first requirement to be the Venir Libisyatishmaik if he seder be awesome la adam naktinhu. No, it comes in a chronological order as they appear in a person's life. When the first thing that comes to a person is their physical strength. Okay, they grow up, they become strong, v'achakach noi haponim. And then comes the beauty of their face, zokin, that's the beard. How does ponim zokin? The beauty of one's face is to have a beard, right? So that comes in the second stage. Kiblo zokin, nir kimo tsuras hanakeva. Because without a beard, he looks like a nakeva. Ve'ein lo noya ish, he doesn't have the beauty of a man. Okay, Baruch Hashem, the sphere of beard is starting to come in, so we can say this with a semi-straight face. Ve'acher shenase lo zokin, yotzmi beis ha-sefer. After now he has his beard, he goes out. Ve'asug be'schora, and he starts to earn a business. Ve'asher, And he gets wealthy. He doesn't have any of his own. He's being supported by others. So then, first comes his koach, then comes his beauty, then comes his osher. And then, at the end, he gets his chochma. And he quotes a pasuk in Eiv. Amarti yomim yedaberu v'rov shanim yodi'u chochma. Right. This is in Eiv. This is when Eliyahu is coming and giving Eiv Musri, saying that the chochma is going to come from Hashem, right? But a nice, beautiful idea that the Ben Yehoyada comes to explain to us that why chochma is not placed first, because it's a chronological acquirement that doesn't, you're not born with chochma, you have to get it at the stage. Okay. Nice, let's go weiter. Boy mine Ravinim, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Ravina asks the Shaila. Nosi shinitztaro mahu. What would be the din if the melech became Gatzaras? Next week's Parsha. So what would be the din? Mahu. Midcha dochi. Is he totally, eliminated? He, right? Because when he was a melech, he didn't bring a kol and all of Yored. So now, since he's no longer he's not serving right now because he's hit with tzaras. So he was nidche. Oh, mi poter. No, maybe it was just a patur that right. But now that he's no longer a king, he has to bring the korban. Right, so interesting. What's the halacha in this? So amalei dilach o digozo. I mean, who's he bringing first? This is Rav Nachman saying back to Ravina. Does he bring from his own? Right, dilach meaning like the public property. Or does he bring from his own? From his own gozo means like the treasure house. So obviously he brings it from his own personally. So he's still potter from bringing the korban. There's a Rambam over here in Shkagos Perktas Vav. Halacha tes nasi shnitzdaro over minisioso v'nasi shover minisioso harehu kehediot chote keshahaye nasi v'over amidgloso harehu mevi seir shneimar achatoso asher chato but kishas chatoso hu mevi. So that's the halacha over here. Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer Mashiach pot mikulon. Rabbi Akiva held that the kohen Mashiach is potter from korban olav yard in all cases. Right, Amar Rava, my time at Rabbi Akiva. What's the reason for the sheet of Rabbi Akiva? So Amar Kra comes based on the pasuk, Ze Korban Aaron Uvonav. This is the korban that Aaron and his sons that they're going to bring. Zo Bo Chovalo. The fact that he's bringing this particular korban is an actual chiv. Ve'in Acher is Bo Chovalo, but it's not. No other type of chiv could come for him. The Ema. One second. When the Torah was mimayit and unlimited, what this coin has to bring, midalei dalas, right? That was just from the poorest of the poor type of korban they would bring. Umay knew what is that? Asiris ha'efa, the tenth of an efa, right? Aval anius v'ashiros lo ma'ate rachmana, but the other two levels of it of an oni and an osher, so maybe the Torah wasn't mimayit from that, right? So salka daitach dechsi v'chiper alav hakohen al chatoso shechoto me'achas me'ela. So now we're going to make the diak from the word me'ela. Hamischaper be'achas, if he has the option of getting a kapora from one of these, mischaper chulan, then he could get kapora with any one of them. V'she'ein mischaper be'achas, when he can't get a kapora from every one of these types, ein mischaper be'chulan, right? That he cannot get it with any one of the others. So, again, this idea of the package. Elameata, one second, if that's true. And you're darshing the pasuk right there, so let's be consistent. Tichsiv v'hayki yeshom la'achas me'ele, right? When he'll be guilty of one of these things, hachinami dechol mischay ba'achas mischay v'chulon. Anyone who's chayv in every one of these had to bring the korban all of yored. V'she'im mischayv ba'achas, but if he's not chayv in any of those cases, right? Ein mischay v'chulon. And he shouldn't have to bring the korban in any of those. So then why do we learn Rabbi Akiva Omer Nasi Chayv Chutz Mishmias Kol? Why did Rabbi Akiva say that the Nasi, the Melech, is Chayv except for the case of the Shmias Kol, the Shuas Edus, right? That's Mashma what? That's Mashma. It indicates that he could become Chayv for the other ones, even if he is exempt. So it's not a package deal, right? It's not a package deal. So one second, they'll answer up and say no. Me achas mashmalei. Yeah, that you could be darshit. Li achas lo mashmalei, but from li, one of them doesn't make the drasha. Umayishna me achas de mashmalei. So why is the word, the one says when the Torah writes the word me achas, that he would learn out the halacha from it. The kasvi rachmon lebsoif gabi siris ha'ifim. Because the chiluk is like this: when the Torah writes it at the end of the korban, whole parsha of the all of the yorid, right? So that's the poorest guy. Lemeimer the cold mechay ba asiris ha'ifim mechay bechulam. Anybody who could become chay for this lowest level, right? He could be chay for all of them. The is al kadaitech mechay ba achas afal pish ein mechay bechulam. Because if you think you get from one and all of them, nichteve hay me achas me'ela. It should have written the phrase, these words, me'achas, one of, me'ela, from all these, bedalus, it should have written it by the second level, like the mid, right, the poor guy, inami bashiris, or by the highest level of the person who's an ashir. But you don't see it by either one of those other two. So it comes out, it must be bedavka by dali dalus, that's when he can't become chayiv, right? And that teaches me the whole thing that he's putter in all the cases. Okay, now, the next part, the next mission is going to discuss the different types of chatos. Kol hamitzvos shebetorah shechayven al zdon and kares vashus on chatos. Any avera where if you did it on purpose, you chayv kares. You did a shogeg, you chayv chatos, like a person's bechal Shabbos. So in this case, hayochid maybe kisba usira. A yochid, if an individual does it, he's going to bring a kisper of seira, vanasi soyer, and the nasi, the king, has to bring a soyer is a goat. Umashiach beis dino mavin par. The kohen mashiach and the beis din, they would bring a par, a bull. Vavoid zar, if they did a vozara, hayochid vahanasi vamashiach mavin seira, they would have to bring a seira the goat, based in par visoyer, and the based in brings a bull and a goat. Par la'ola usoyer lechatas. The korban, the par is brought, the bull is for the ola, and the seir is brought as a chatas. So Ashim Toli, the next category, right? If you have to bring an Ashim Toli, is where you're not sure whether you did the avera or not, so you bring a korban, it's like it's held in abeyance. So yochi vanasi chayovin, in the case where an individual and the nasi the melech rechayev samashich who based in peturin, the kohen and the based in our pot. In that case, Ashim Vada, in a case where you certainly did the avera, you know you ate the chaylev. In this case, a yochid v'hanasi a mashiach chayavin ubeizdin b'turin. So then, all those cases, the yochid, the individual, the nasi, the melech, and the kohen mashiach, they all bring the korban, but the beizdin himself is potter. Al shmias kol, right? That's the shuas ha'edus val bitui sefasayim. That's the case where you took an oath, either you did something or you didn't do something, it was wrong. Va'al tumas mikdash kedoshav, you came in your tamei, based in paturin, they're part in these cases. Va'yochid va'nasi ha-mashiach chayiv. Those cases, they are chayiv to ring. Ela she'ein koin gadol mashiach chayiv al tumas mikdash kedoshav, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Koin Rabbi Shimon, the koin gadol does not have to bring a korban if he ate, he entered into the base of his tummy, or if he ate a korban in his tummy. Umahem avin. So what? When they are chaya, what do they bring? They bring the korban ol of yorid. Rabbi Elazar Oimer Hanasi Mevi Sawyer. It says that the nasi, the king, has to bring a sawyer. The Rambam, where is this in Shkagos Perik Yud Halacha Zayin, says Hamelech the Kohen Mashiach mevien korbanon al shavuos aedus o al shavuos bitui o al tumas mikdash o kadoshav keshar hedyotos shlo chilek akos of korban melech mikorban hedyot mikorban Kohen Mashiach el bemitzos shechayvim al shagosun chatas kavua kemo shivarnu aval bekorban ol v'yored kulon shavim. So he brings it down when it comes to this, that everyone's on the same thing. The Ravitz brings us also Ein Hamelech Chaya B'Shmias Kol V'Lo HaMashiach Kit B'Tumas Mikdash Kudoshav. So it's interesting that the Ravitz here paskins like Reb Shimon. Okay, starts the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in Braisa, Reb Shimon Hayanosein Klal. Reb Shimon would give us a klal, a rule, in order to understand this. Kol shehayachid ba'ashem toli. Anytime when the yachid would bring an ashem toli, hanasi kiyotzibo mashiach beis din paturim. So the nasi would be in the same thing as him; would also bring it, but the kol mashiach and the beis din are pater. V'chol shelo ba'ashem v'adai. In any case where again going on the yachid would not bring a ashem v'adai, nasi mashiach kiyotzibo. They're also like the yachid who beis din is paturim. Shmias Akol, right? The Shuas Sheker, Uvitu Sifasayim, Vitumas Mikdash Kadoshav, Beis Din Peturin. In all these cases, the Beis Din is Potter, Nasi Mashiach Chayovin. But the Nasi, the Melech and the Kohen don't, yes, are Chayav to bring this. Elish Ein Hanasi Chayav Shmias Akol, Veloham Mashiach, Vitumas Mikdash Kadoshav. Kol Shehu Ba'olav Yored, anyone who's in the Parsha as a Yochid of an Olav Yored, Nasi Kiyotzebo, the Nasi, the Melech, is like him, Mashiach Beis Din, Peturin, and the Kohen and the Beis Din are parted from this. So I'm going to ask one second, Haguf Akasha, it's a contradiction, let's figure it out. Amar, you say like this, She'ein Mashiach Chaya Betumas Mikdash HaKadosha, Betumas Mikdash HaKadosha Vuda Potter. When you tell me that he's not Chayav to bring for eating the Korban, he's tell me you're entering in, it sounds like that is the limitation, right? It's that's the case with his potter. Aval, Bob, Shmias Kol, Uvitu Sifasayim, Chayiv. He would be Chayiv for the other two cases where you bring Korban, Olav Yoreid, right? So that's the Diyuk from the Reisha. Ema Seifa, then what are you going to do with the next part? Kol Shehu Olav Yoreid, anybody who's in the Parsha bringing it, Nasi Kiyotzebo, Mashiach Ubezin Peturin. Right, so the Nasi is like them as well, but the Mashiach and the Beis Din does not. So Ketani Mashiach Beis Din Paturin, Ma Beis Din Paturin Mekulahon. Just like the Beis Din is Potter from all them, Af Mashiach Potter Mekulahon. Right, so then the Kohen Mashiach is Potter from all of them, not only from the Tumas Mikdash Kadosh. That's the Kasha, right? So where it says Kasha Nahade, right? Amad Beis. If you there's a stira, right? So no, we'll have to try to work this out. Omer Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua Lokasha. Nope. Not going to be a problem. Why? Kan Bedalus. Here in the case when the Mashiach is Chayiv, that's talking the case where it was Dalus. But Kan, but the other one where he's gonna be Potter, right? So that's Bedali Dalus where he's totally poor. Reb Shimon Sovralok Rebbe Kiva Bechada Upoligale Bechada. And Reb Shimon holds like Rebbe Kiva with one halach and he argues with the other one halacha. What is it? Sovralok Rebbe Kiva Bedali Dalus to Potter. He holds like Rebbe Kiva in the case where you are so poor that you right, and the Korban can be Potter from bringing the even that. Upoligale Bedalus. But he argues with Rebbe Kiva in the case of just a regular guy, the Dal, right? In that case, he does not accept Rabbi Kiva's shita that if you're potter from one, you're potter from all of them. Since you're potter from the Dali Dalas, no, he argues as the Dal would be chayiv, right? So therefore, he's not totally off the hook in that case, and therefore it makes sense to say why he would in fact be chayiv, and therefore it's a good diak, and it's not necessarily a contradiction between the Reisha and the Seva. Okay, now we're going to go through and discuss the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. According to Rabbi, right? Ella she'ein kohen gadol chayiv. Amr Chizkiya, my time in Reb Shimon. What is the reason for Reb Shimon? Dichsiv v'nichrusa hanefesh hahi me'achazon. Let me read that pasuk actually. Pasuk is in Chukas, right? Ve'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata v'nichruso hanefesh ahi mitoch hakahal ki es mikdash Hashem timei mei nida lo yozorak alav tomehu. Okay, so now that's the background of what the pasuk is referring to. So now the diak is like this. Let me go again. Tichsi v'nichruso hanefesh ahi mitoch hakahal mi shekorbono shova lekahal. It must be talking a person whose korban is the same thing as the kahal, right? Meaning the Jewish people. Yotza to exclude Zed, this guy she'en korbono shova lekahal. It excludes the Kohen Gadol because his Korban is not, right? On Yom Kippur, he brings a par for his, but he brings a seer for the Klal Yisrael. So he's in a different parsha from them, so therefore he's excluded. That's the Pasuk. Im came 1 second. Nasi nai. In Korban Shav Lekal. The Melech also has a different meaning. He brings a seer. He doesn't mean the same thing. So Shav Bekapara Di Yom Kippurim. No. Really, they still have the same He's shav lekal. He's the same as the Jewish people on Yom Kippur, because he, meaning like he doesn't bring his own separate korban. That was the difference. The Kohen Gadol yes brings his own separate korban, the par, but the Melech doesn't. So that's what the answer is. We're saying over here shav kippur at Yom Kippurim. Imkain, 1 second. Kohanim nami lo shav lekal bekippur at Yom Kippurim. So the Kohanim also, they should be potter. They also don't have the same type. They have a separate category for themselves. Kohanim shav lekahal b'shar mitzvos tishana kulo. No, you're right, but the Kohanim are, you know, they're amcha, they're with the rest of the Klal Yisrael for their kippur, for their other mitzvos throughout the entire year. You're right, Yom Kippur is an exception, but the rest of the year is the same. Mashiach nami hashav b'shar mitzvos tishana. So the Kohen Mashiach is also the same with them throughout the rest of the year. So if that's your chiluk, then it's not consistent, because now we don't find any distinction between the... Why should we make a distinction, I should say, between them? The diik doesn't work. El Omarov says like this. Eimahachi, mi shechatoso shavu liyachidim. The person who's Chet is like the same as a yachid. Umaynihu kahal. That's the kahal. Meaning, when the kahal does something, it was b'shogig, but it wasn't like a par helam davar. They did it based upon what the Beis Din pasgin. So the Kohen Gadol, he's different, right? He brings a special one, mistaken horah, but not based upon the Beis Din. Okay, so then we get to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Hanasi Mevi Sawyer, right? He, the king, brings a Sawyer, not a Korban Olav Yorid, right? He brings a Sawyer. Om Rabbi Yochanan, lo Om Rabbi Eliezer, el betumus mikdash kadoshav. Really, says Rabbi Yochanan, that this halacha only applies, the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is only when it's tumus mikdash kadoshav. Hoyuv and emar karis bo ki be kivua. Since it says karis in this context, so therefore it's like it has there's a kvias to it. It's a fixed amount, right? What he has to bring, right? Just like the melech brings the sawyer. Anything that did, if he would have done on purpose, it would have been Karis. So he brings this Sawyer for also for the being Mitame, or I think whatever, coming in when he's Tami, or etc., right? Omer of Papa, Hachinam Mistabra. This is a logical way to explain it. The Isak Daitech Rabbi Eliezer Akulhuk Omer. Because if you can tell me Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Melech really brings the Sawyer for all of the things that are in the Mishnah, and brings the, what's it called? Yeah, right. So, michdi so'ir nasi upar mashiach b'mokum yochid l'chatas koi. It would come out then the so'ir of the melech, right, in the po'ir, they're like in the place where the yochid was. So then, Rabbi Lazar should have also said, nisni nami mashiach mevi par b'shmias kol b'tu sifasayim, right? He should have said then the Kohen has to bring the par for Shavuos Eidus and also for the Shavuos Bitois Fasayim, but right, he doesn't. So the Diyak is like this, right? He says Elami Delo Kitani Mashiach, from the fact that he doesn't teach this halacha by the Mashiach. Shma Mino, you see from here Atumas Mikdash Kadosh of Koi the Mashiach Potter. He's going specifically on the case of the Tumas Mikdash Kadosh of, right, and he's Potter, and that is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. That's like Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Le, Rav Huna Bered, Rav Nosson, Rav Papa, Mimai. Right? How do you know this? How do you know that it's talking about all these? Dilma Rabbi Lezer Akulhu Koi. Maybe he's going on all of them. Uv Mashiach Sovlok Rabbi Akiva. And he holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Mashiach Potter Bechulam. He holds that the coin is Potter from all of these. Right, the old Korban Olav Yorid. So Amar Leir, Papa Zed, Rabbi Akiva, mi potter le mi par. Does Rabbi Akiva say that the Mashiach is potter from bringing him? Rabbi Akiva only says he's potter from bringing Korban Olav Yorid, right? But he himself, Rabbi Akiva, holds that the Kohen would have to bring his own special, unique Korban, right? He brings a par when he does it b'shogeg, right? V'su lo midi, you're right. And therefore, that's it. Nothing more to discuss about this. Case closed. Omer of Yochanan, Moide Rabbi Eliezer She'ein Mevi Oshem, right? That he agrees that he doesn't bring the Oshem, right? If he was Metamik Tumas Mikdash Kudoshov, Tane Tona Kaimid Rav Sheshis. So Tana used to say over the Mishnayos and the Brises and the Bismedrash, said it over in front of Rav Sheshis, right? Talking about the Melech. Oshem Toli Baal Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, that he does bring it. Armalei the Armalah Achmani. Who told you this? Rabbi Lezer, he must be Rabbi Lezer. The Amr Hawil Venem Marbo Kores Kibikivua Dami. No, Kibikivua Maisi Nasi Sirale. Since it's Kores is applies in this case, so therefore it's like it. It's has a kavias to it, right? And in that case, we know that the Nasi brings the Sawyer. Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan, Moide Rabbi Eliezer, Sheimei V'yashim Toli. Right, since. Excuse me. Read that again. The Ha'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Moide Rabbi Lezer, She'emei V'ashem Toli, right? So yes, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that according to Rabbi Lezer, he's Moide, and he said that the Melech does not bring the Ashem Toli, right? So again, the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Based upon that statement of Rabbi Yochanan, the price is Shver. The Gemara says, Kasha, right? So we sit over on Pesach, famous story from the Chasm Sofer, that one of his children once came in and had a difficulty in learning a kasha, and he asked the Chasam Sofer for teretz, and he says, I don't know, it's kasha, and then okay, he didn't really discuss much more with him. Then 3 days later, he called him back into his room, and he said, the question you asked me 3 days ago, I wanted to tell you, here's the teretz for it. And really, I had the teretz when you asked me originally. I could have answered you right then. But I wanted to teach you a lesson. I wanted to teach you that you keep on going. You keep on living even when you have a kasha. Even when you have a difficulty. We set up that story just in terms of Inyani for Pesach. But here in Gemara, you have a kasha. Okay, it doesn't mean it's not an answer. The Achronim will come and do that, right? If you, it's schwer, but you have to work hard on it. But Mirtz Hashem will try to figure out Tirutim for all the caches in our learning. Hadin Allah Haru Kohen Mashiach.